This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. A few days ago, I read a piece online from Deseret News written by Amy Donaldson that really caught my eye. It is a story of a high school football coach named Matt Labrum. He's the coach at Union High School in Roosevelt, Utah, who wrote a story, who decided that he had to teach his team a lesson. He had some character issues with his own team, and so he suspended all 41 members of that team until they learned that lesson. Well, rather than me tell you the story, I've invited Amy Donaldson to come here and tell it to you. Hi, Amy. Welcome to America Weekend.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I loved this story, and again, I don't want to just read what you wrote, and I also know there's more to the story because the team was back on the field last night, but before we get to last night, tell me what happened last Friday night.
Well, last Friday night, it started on Wednesday. One of the assistant coaches is a counselor, and he was approached by a student who felt he was being bullied by some of the football players on an online program that's anonymous. It's called Ask.fm, which I'd never heard of until this story. But anyway, that he went and they had a nice discussion about it, and he took this issue to the other coaches, and they were really bothered by it. And there were other issues. There were skipping class issues that seemed to have escalated. Some of the kids were failing classes, and just a general disrespect that a few of the kids had, and it wasn't widespread. But the kids who weren't engaged in it knew of it and didn't do anything about it, which also bothered the coaches. So they just decided Friday night they told the administration on Thursday after the game tomorrow night, you know, they didn't want to deprive the other team of being able to play, so they didn't do it before the game. But they said, we're going to have everybody turn in their jerseys, and we're going to suspend the team, and they'll have to earn their spot back. And interestingly, the principal has a son on the team. The former principal who hired Mr. Labrum has a son on the team, and he was not able to earn his jersey back. So it's been a really interesting situation, and I think it shocked, you know, Roosevelt is a small town about 2.5 hours east of Salt Lake, and I've been out here before for stories, and I've covered Union. They're middle-sized school for the state, but it's always surprising to me how a small community, what their sports and high school athletic programs and really all their activities mean to them.
I'm sure that Friday nights there are a huge night.
Yeah. I mean, it was standing room only last night.
Yeah.
So I expected, oh, this is going to be, you know, as soon as I got a tip, we got a tip saying, hey, he disbanded the football team. And I thought, first of all, that's not true. Nobody would dare do that.
Yeah.
And so I called Matt on Sunday afternoon, and he begged me not to do the story. He said, you know, I don't want this to get out. I'm trying to do something with these kids, and I really feel like it can be a positive thing. And when he told me what he did and why and what he hoped would happen and what his plan was, I said, look, I can't promise you how people will receive this story, but this is a fantastic story, and I'm going to do it with or without you. And so he reluctantly did some interviews with me Monday afternoon after the kids had performed their first service project. And it was just fascinating to watch. I just was really impressed with how he handled it and with how the kids responded, because, you know, 80% of those kids didn't do anything wrong, and yet they didn't get to practice for several days. They all had to do service projects at their house and take pictures and write a report about it. They all pulled weeds and did service projects at the junior high. They all attended a character class. They did a service project on Tuesday at an old folks' home. And then on Wednesday, they had to recite a poem by Rudyard Kipling on character. And they had to prove that they had no F's. And if they did all that, then they got their jerseys back. And if they didn't, they didn't get them. And about 8 guys did not get their jerseys. And they didn't get to play in last night's homecoming game.
Now, before we get to the homecoming game last night, mm-hmm. I'm curious about what the parents' reaction was.
Yeah, I think that the parents' initial reaction was, what? This is ridiculous. You've got to be kidding me. Because when one parent I talked to, his kid is a 4.0 student. And he just thought, well, this isn't right. You shouldn't punish everyone for the sins of a few. And so he called the coach Saturday morning, and he was one of, you know, he said about a dozen parents did call him or come see him. But I asked Matt about that last night, and he said, look, he grew up in this community. He graduated from Union High. They tried to get him back here three times before it was right for him to come back. And this is his second year here. But he said, I know this community. And I know if I explain to them what I'm doing, that they're going to be behind me. So he wasn't really afraid of the parental response. But the parents said they were initially, you know, that's not right. That can't be right. But as soon as they found out what was going on, and especially the cyberbullying aspect, they were all on board. And I haven't talked to one. Some of them said, you know, we're waiting to see what happens, but they specifically were supportive of the coach because they wanted to see this play out in a positive way for their kids.
What happened to the kid who had been cyberbullied?
I know Coach Labor met with him on Monday morning and had a nice discussion with him about what had been said to him and why he thought it was football kids, because there isn't a way for them to find out for sure who it was. And Coach Labor didn't go in there and say, you know, hey, you guys tell me who this is or I'm going to fire y'all. You know, he didn't want to go that route either. So he just talked to the boy and apologized to him and said, you know, I'm really sorry and hopefully someday you can forgive us. And he was pretty emotional about it. And he said he felt that conversation went really well. And interestingly, I talked to a lot of kids last night who don't play football. And one of the things that stands out for them isn't, you know, there's a whole lot of other issues being taught to the football kids, but they said the thing that the school kids feel good about is that we feel now if we are being bullied, which is an issue in high school, that we can go to the administration and they're going to stand up for us. They took on football. And if they'll take on football, then we know that they'll stand up for us.
What a great point, and what a great lesson for those other non-football kids to learn, because in many schools in small towns, the football program is the be-all and end-all of the existence of the very school itself. There are some towns where classes could be suspended before the players would be suspended.
Exactly. And one of them was a graduate, one of them's a freshman at the school, said, look, football players, we know for years they've gotten away with everything. They run this school. They're the gods of the school. It's sort of like all the cliches you think about in a small town football situation. And they said, but the school proved that they're not the biggest thing here, that we all matter, and that if we have a problem, we can take it to them. And I thought that maybe no one intended that to be the message that got sent here, but I think that might be the best message that got sent.
So what happened in the game last night? Did the Cougars win?
No, they didn't win. They were a little rusty, especially on defense. And a couple of the guys who didn't get their jerseys back happened to play for the defense. So they had a few holes. But they lost 21-41. And interestingly, just an interesting twist of fate, I did a game story, and so I talked to the Emory High School coach. And Emory is a very similar community, small town, mining community down in central Utah. And they had their own issues. And he said, I've lost 10 players since July to disciplinary and injury problems. And the running back who caused the most problems for the Cougars last night just came off a three-game suspension. So, you know, he said, hey, I totally get what they're dealing with. I commend them. And we're all, every coach out here is struggling to help these kids learn that, you know, while you love football and it might be why you come to school, you got to make a life for yourself that goes beyond football.
What do those 8 kids who haven't earned their jerseys back still have to do?
For most of them, it's grades. You know, the one I talked to, the former principal who hired Mr. Labrum, his boy thought he had turned in enough work in the classes he was behind in to get it up to a D, and he did not. He was just a little bit short. Most of them are really close. It's mostly grade issues. And for a couple of them, they have had some disciplinary problems with teachers, and they're doing things to rectify that with the teachers. So the teachers that they felt were being disrespected, the kids are making up for that.
Speaking of teachers, is Matt Labrum the coach? Is he also a teacher there?
Yes, he is. Yes.
What does he teach?
I think he teaches the standard football coach stuff, like weightlifting and PE.
Okay.
But most of his assistants are teachers, and one of them, his defensive coordinator, teaches at the junior high, and he told me about a fellow teacher who came up to him after this all happened and said, you know, I was bullied as a kid, and I want you to know that this is already making a difference. These junior high kids who aren't even at the high school are talking about this and saying how great it is.
Wow.
That the coaches are standing up for kids.
Oh, that's great. If it reverberates through the whole system and really has an impact, not just on the football players and future football players, but on the kids who are the victims of all that bullying that goes on in any high school. That's a great story, Amy. Thanks for coming on to tell it.
You are so welcome.
Amy Donaldson from the Deseret News. You can read more about it at DeseretNews.com. I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening to America Weekend.